Imagine walking into a room and instantly knowing who's nervous, who's attracted to whom, and who's hiding something. This isn't mind reading. It's a skill that can be developed through understanding the subtle signals humans constantly broadcast. While we focus on words, our bodies tell stories through micro-expressions, gestures, and unconscious movements that reveal our true feelings. These signals operate below conscious awareness, but speak volumes about our internal states. The fascinating truth is that we're all constantly leaking information about our thoughts and feelings, whether we intend to or not. Our limbic brain, the emotional, primitive part, responds automatically to threats and opportunities, creating physical responses we can't fully control. While we carefully choose our words, our bodies speak truth. Psychologist Paul Ekman identified 6 universal emotions with corresponding micro-expressions: happiness, sadness, disgust, anger, fear, and surprise. These flash across our faces in milliseconds. Happiness lifting cheeks and creating eye wrinkles, anger lowering eyebrows and tightening eyes, sadness drooping eye and lip corners. When these expressions contradict someone's words, you've spotted an inconsistency worth exploring. Pacifying behaviors reveal stress or discomfort, touching the forehead, rubbing the neck, fiddling with hair. The neck, being vulnerable, becomes a focus of self-soothing touches. Men might adjust ties or squeeze their necks, women might touch the suprasternal notch or play with necklaces. Body language fundamentally signals protection of vital organs. Crossed arms during arguments instinctively block perceived threats, while expansive postures broadcast confidence. Feet typically point where someone unconsciously wishes to go, toward an engaging conversation partner or toward exits when they want to leave. To truly understand someone, look beyond what they do to why they do it. We're driven by complex psychological forces, some conscious, others hidden from ourselves. Jung's concept of the shadow represents parts we've disowned. The middle manager criticizing others' dishonesty might be wrestling with his own unacknowledged deceptive tendencies. The straight-A student turned party promoter might be expressing long-repressed desires for freedom. Our inner child influences adult behavior, as when an executive throws tantrums in meetings. The pleasure principle explains why we seek pleasure and avoid pain, like someone consistently arriving late to avoid confrontation. Maslow's hierarchy shows how priorities shift as needs are met. Those struggling financially focus on security, while those with stability pursue creative fulfillment. Perhaps most powerful is ego protection. When our self-image is threatened, we defend through mechanisms like denial or projection. While body language reveals momentary states, personality shows persistent patterns. The Big Five framework identifies fundamental traits: openness to experience, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. Myers-Briggs measures 4 dichotomies, creating 16 personality types that Kiersey organizes into 4 temperaments: guardians, belonging, artisans, freedom, idealists, and rationals, knowledge. The Enneagram identifies 9 types, emphasizing why people behave as they do. Reliable lie detection goes beyond shifty eyes and fidgeting. Even professionals detect lies only slightly better than chance, 54%. Deception indicators vary across individuals and cultures, and liars often avoid suspicious behaviors. Focus on the conversation itself. A lie is a verbal construction delivered while monitoring listener reactions. Maintain curious interest rather than confrontation, and withhold evidence to let inconsistencies emerge. Ask open-ended questions without revealing suspicions. Notice information patterns. Liars typically provide detailed accounts up front, but struggle with follow-up questions since they've rehearsed only their initial story. They include unnecessary details while remaining vague about crucial elements. Truth-tellers reveal information gradually, but respond easily to further questioning. Ask about emotions, which liars rarely rehearse. How did you feel when that happened? Truth-tellers respond instantly, liars hesitate. Look for clusters of behavior rather than isolated gestures. Combined signals like leaning away, minimal eye contact, and tension suggest discomfort. Establish a baseline for normal behavior, then watch for meaningful deviations. We assess others within severely limited timeframes. Thin slicing is our capacity to identify meaningful patterns from minimal information, and research shows these quick judgments can be remarkably accurate. Studies demonstrate that interpersonal assessments formed within the first few minutes rarely improve with additional time. Malcolm Gladwell explored this in Blink, showing how rapid judgment systems frequently outperform deliberate analysis. Language patterns offer rich insights. Pronoun usage reveals psychological states. Premature we language attempts to manufacture artificial intimacy, while excessive I statements indicate self-focus. How someone describes causality reveals their sense of responsibility. Photographs and living spaces provide psychological data. Research shows women with genuine Duchenne smiles in college photos demonstrated higher life satisfaction decades later compared to those with forced smiles. Furniture arrangement indicates sociability versus privacy preferences, while decoration choices reveal aesthetic values. Despite assumptions about online artificiality, social media profiles often reveal authentic personality characteristics rather than idealized self-presentations. Direct questions like, "What makes you happy?" typically yield socially acceptable answers. Instead, ask about specific behaviors. What parts of your week do you look forward to? Or which activities make you lose track of time? Questions about routines or recent purchases can reveal core values. Hypothetical scenarios bypass social filters to access instinctive responses. Asking what prize someone would work hardest for unveils true motivations, like entrepreneurs driven more by autonomy than wealth. Similarly, spending habits reveal priorities, such as someone living frugally but spending freely on travel. Create psychological safety through genuine curiosity. Open-ended prompts like, "Tell me about a time when," invite storytelling rather than simple answers. Follow-up questions often yield the most insight. What exactly did you enjoy about that? By showing sincere interest, we enable authentic self-revelation. Learning to read others transforms confusing social interactions into rich exchanges where the unspoken becomes visible. Rather than asking, "What makes you happy?" which often yields platitudes, ask about specific behaviors. What parts of your week do you look forward to? Or which activities make you lose track of time? These reveal genuine patterns and priorities. Create psychological safety through curiosity. Open-ended prompts like, "Tell me about a time when," invite storytelling rather than simple answers. Follow-up questions often yield the most insight. What exactly did you enjoy about that? These skills aren't for manipulation, but connection. They help us detect emotional cues, recognize when words don't match feelings, and respond with empathy. As we become attuned to others' patterns, we naturally become more aware of our own, creating a feedback loop of increasing emotional intelligence. Reading others effectively requires balancing observation with self-awareness. Individual gestures must be evaluated as part of larger patterns. Crossed arms might indicate defensiveness or comfort, depending on context. Cultural background significantly influences these interpretations. Establishing behavioral baselines is fundamental. Observing someone's typical behavior helps detect meaningful deviations. An ordinarily talkative person becoming quiet might signal distress, while the same behavior from an introvert might be normal. We must recognize our personal biases and avoid projecting our experiences onto others. Understanding others isn't about gaining power. It's about seeing beyond surface behaviors to the complex factors driving human behavior. In our technology-mediated world, the ability to truly see others remains essential for maintaining humanity and creating authentic connections based on understanding rather than assumption.